Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme on 0667 123 666. Text or WhatsApp the show with your views and your thoughts to 083 300 300. Now, we have a very strong Kerry connection to the next man we're going to talk about. And before we talk about him, we'll just relive a couple of seconds of the glory of the last, I suppose, 10 days in Irish football history.
Yeah, it's exciting. We get to play against a top team. I'm trying to make everyone proud and give us a good chance. Yeah, look, I don't want to speak too early, but the chance is there for us to go and do something special.
Throw in the dice. It's all on this for Creamy Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. The chance! Yeah! Oh, there's the goal! That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely remarkable, right at the end, certainly when it went 2-2, this is just stunning, 3-2, the time is up, the referee has to finish the game, I'm no voiceless.
Just make sure it's lost.
My determination,
Yeah, there you go. That's part of a brilliant TikTok video was put together yesterday, I suppose, along with hundreds, if not thousands of videos put together on social media by Irish football fans, delighting and rewatching that goal over and over again. Troy Parrott scoring the third of his three goals on the night and the fifth of his goals over two remarkable games, which have resurrected Ireland's World Cup campaign from the death, really brought it back to life and put us into a playoff about which we'll know more in the next number of days that will take place in March. But he's on top of the world, one of the informed strikers really in world football at the moment, if not the informed striker in world football at the moment. He comes from Portland Row in inner city Dublin, Dublin's north inner city, and went to school in O'Connell School on Sherriff Street. And really the reason we were talking about this now is because Mary Shanahan is a former teacher of Troy Parrott. Mary, good morning to you and thanks so much for talking to us on the programme. Of course, everyone knows you from the being the chair of the Kerry Association in Dublin, originally from Valencia. But Mary, you spent many years in Dublin. Tell me, first of all, what was your reaction when watching Troy over the last week?
Well, good morning, Jerry, and a very good morning to all your listeners. And thanks for the call. So there's no keeping anything a secret. Troy certainly was indeed a past pupil of mine here in O'Connell Secondary School, a school under the shadow of Croke Park, A lot of your listeners would probably know our location and might even have parked in our schoolyard over the years on match days. And as you said there, Troy only lived a stone's throw away from the school on Summer Hill. And many Kerry people would have passed his home up on their way to Croke Park to cheer on the Kingdom. But even listening back there to what you played, it has been a special few days for the school community and for his local community. And we all have many memories of Troy. I suppose what I remember about Troy, I mean, he was a fabulous young man. I remember he had remarkable kindness towards others. And the boys really looked up to him in a nice way now. And he was a wonderful example. He was a wonderful example to him. And when it came to school sports, whether it be the soccer team, the basketball team, the GA team, it was 110% by Troy. Like, just a little story there. I remember I had him on an under-18 GA team, 2016, 2017. Now, he was 14 years of age at the time. And when I tell you, he was not out of place with that team. And I'm winning the Dublin title that year, and no disrespect now to anybody else, but he stood head and shoulders above others. And he really commanded the pitch, and he took ownership of it. And I was just thinking there, he had a great football brain. He was always seeing the next pass, the next play, the right place at the right time. And when you think about it there last Sunday evening, that's exactly what it was. He was seeing the next play, and he was, thank God, in the right place at the right time. And shortly after that, when he was at school, he headed for Spurs. And then he moved around, as this is what professional footballers do. And this was his dream. This was his focus.
Yeah.
This whole time was a professional footballer. But, you know, I have his huge resilience. Like, he stuck at it. He plugged away. He worked hard. And now he's reaping those rewards for his for his hard work,
his dedication, and his hard work. And you were saying, Mary, that he was on a minor team when he was 14 years of age, and he didn't look out of place. He had that ability, but he also had the work ethic.
He had the work ethic, and do you know, like, he's obviously filled out a lot now because he's 23 years of age and there's conditioning, etc. But when he was at school, like, he was quite a small little fella, you know. But I tell you now, and people would know this term, he togged out bigger.
Yeah.
And he just seemed to grow when he put on the jersey. And I actually found two photographs of that particular day out in Abbottstown in Dublin 15 in the final. And I remember it was January, it was damn cold the same day, but there was a picture, you know, before the match of the team. And I just zoomed in on his he was so focused, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas the others are looking here, that he was so focused. And then there's afterwards. He was zoned in, and he was 14 years of age. And then I saw the picture of the afterwards where, you know, they're celebrating, whatever, and he's in a different place. So even then, you know, he knew what he wanted. He was zoned in. And people know what I mean by this, but I remember last year in the All-Ireland final and the parade around, and I remember looking at David Clifford like everybody else in the whole country and the rest of the lads, and you could see he was focused in, and the boys were focused in, you know. And Troy was like that day. And it's just, that was what he wanted. And as I said, it was 110% when it came to, it didn't matter what sport it was, you know.
Yeah.
Troy, he never left the school down. And he was in first year, and we won an under-15 soccer All-Ireland title. I can't remember now for the life of me who we played in the final, but it was below on Athlone. I remember it being 2-0 down in the second half, and he got a hat-trick. And we won 3-2. So, but, you know, he was just so humble about it all. There was no airs and graces. There was nothing. And he was a wonderful example. The boys looked up on him. But as I said, in a nice way, you know, he wasn't show off or nothing like that. And he's never forgotten where he comes from. And he's just there on Summer Hill there just off. We'd be walking past us going to matches. And he's never forgotten where he's come from. And, you know, the atmosphere around the school and the North Inner City has been magical since last Thursday. But since last Sunday, it's off the charts. It really is. There's absolutely no describing it at all. And the pride that the people feel. And, you know, I remember him as a determined young man. Not plenty spark, but in a nice way, you know. And was extremely proud of his achievements. And there's no doubt he's still a huge inspiration for all the students here today. A lot of them didn't know him, you know, but more importantly for his local community. And I think they're the people, you know, that really have taken huge pride in this. And, you know, because, you know, it's tough in the northeast inner city. And but I tell you what, they're fabulous people. I've always said it, you know, I'm here in O'Connell School since 1996. I'm giving away my age now. But the people in the North Inner City, I remember when I came at first, they're just very like country people. You know, they look out for each other, and a lot of them are salt of the earth, and they give you the short off their back. But over that time, we've had many lads, young fellas, who've gone off to England for the professional life as a footballer. You know, John Thompson, Stephen Elliott. Keith Tracy, who a lot of your listeners would know because he does a lot of broadcasting now.
With RT, co-commentary.
Co-commentary. And of course, we've got Barry Cogan then on our big screens every now and again. So we must be doing something right. And Troy also went to the primary school across the yard from us. And there'd be Patsy O'Keefe from Kerry and from Knocknagoshal and Siobhan O'Keefe from Tralee, who would have been his teachers over there. So there's no doubt about it. There's a strong Kerry connection.
And Mary, you did your best to get him playing football for Dublin. Is it a soccer for Spurs?
We won't mention that, but you're listening to me. After he went to Spurs and I said nothing.
Yeah. Well, listen, he had a really tough time. Like, he had a lot of injuries. He was on loan spells to try to get him. You know, he was signed up obviously at a young age. There was a lot of attention from a lot of international clubs at the time. But he went through a couple of years there where he was on loan, learning his trade, I suppose, at a professional game. Yeah. Not easy. And he suffered injuries as well. So that resilience kind of stood him well through that time, I'd imagine.
Yes. And, you know, there'd be the times when others would say, oh, to hell with this, you know, but not Troy. You know, and like, as you see, he's gone so long. He's gone since around March 2015. Because I remember meeting Spurs' agent, and the kind of an educational officer came over to the school, and we met him in Crow Park Hotel. And I will say, you know, what they sort of that night into his family. They did look after Troy in that, you know, but he was only 15. Sometimes I think, yeah, God, he must be 30, that he's gone that long. But he went so young. He was like, February's his birthday, and he went off March, April. And he did come back and do his junior cert that that June, you know. And they did look after him, set him up with a family and things like that, and continue a little bit of his education, whatever. But you're right, a lot of people would have put up that white flag, but he didn't. You know, he stuck at it, and he. And you're right, there was a lot of hype around him, and he was probably too young, you know, and he did a lot of Millwall and Ipswich and, I don't know, MK Dons and a few of them. But his move to Dutch League seems to have, you know, have been the makings of him, because it's actually, he's very technical, and I think the league that they play there is quite technical, whereas maybe, and it has just served him. No doubt he'll be on the move again, as footballers do. And he has a name now, but for us now, look, it's huge pride for us. And I wish him the best of luck. And I suppose it's congrats to him, and for a very special night for the whole country, you know. And his mom, Jennifer, and his older brother, Aaron, who was also a past pupil and a fine Gaelic footballer. Not a soccer player, but a fabulous Gaelic footballer. And the rest of the family. And I suppose we're staying now all on March. Do you know what?
Absolutely,
genuinely delighted for him. You know.
Did you see the interview, Mary, afterwards, Tony O'Donoghue did on RT with him, where he was talking about his family being in the crowd? He got quite emotional. What was it like watching that?
Do you know what? I had to watch it later because the Kerry Association had an event that afternoon, a concert. So I watched it later, but I was getting messages in throughout the match. And so I was very emotional. You know, and you could see how much it meant to him and to his family, because he's never forgotten where he's come from.
Yeah.
You know, and he's back, and he only gave us a signed jersey there. We could sell it now, make a fortune for the school there only a few weeks ago. You know, but and I think that's the nice thing about. And he came across as just a normal young lad from the north and east inner city. You know, and they're very proud of him. We're all very proud of him, you know, and rightly so. The country is. He's given a huge lift to the country.
Yeah, he has. He's got that ability, that resilience that showed through. He's been scoring goals since he went to Holland. And as you mentioned there, he always knew where to be, a great footballing brain. This is in Gaelic football you're talking about, but we saw that the last night. He drifted in, no one picked him up, and he was there when the ball landed from the knockdown from Scales. So that's the ability he has innate within himself.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, even Keller puts the ball in high into the, how many times he let into the square, so we've heard it ourselves or our night, and he put in, but you could see, and if you watch it from an aerial point of view, I've watched it several times, but you can see he's moving, he's watching the flight of the ball, he knows exactly where it's going to be, you know. So he still has it. As I say, he was very technical, he was, you know, and he had the skill set, you know, and he had a huge engine on him, a huge engine. I remember that, and in the Gaelic football pitch, as we know, was much bigger than the soccer pitch. And I remember that day in January 2017, he was back in the full back line, he was up in the forwards, I played him midfield because I was their manager. I played him midfield and he was phenomenal.
Midfield?
Yeah. Midfield, yeah. And he was absolutely phenomenal. you know, but as I say, no airs and graces, nothing. All he wanted was the next match. That's all he wanted. Yeah, he just loved, you know, he's a bit like ourselves. He lived and he breathed football.
Yeah. He did indeed. Mary, like the area he comes from, he played with Belvedere, and I was reading some reports about that side of things. The facilities in the north inner city of Dublin, they could do with improvement. They need AstroTurf pitches. They need, you know, I know Belvedere themselves are looking to move to a different part of the city or close by to a better pitches now. But like, given the amount of players that come out of that area, how strong the sport is from schools like yourselves, they could do with some investment, I'd imagine, to get the next Troy Parrott.
Absolutely, you know, and like we have there, we have an Astro pitch there in on the school there, which opened there in 2011, and it's called the Ronnie Delaney Arena because he's a past pupil of ours. No, it's not a full size, but I tell you what, you know, we've queues of people wanting to use that every night. And it's not good. Yeah. As you say, so we've all been in the inner city, walked around. There is no facilities for them.
No.
You know?
No. And you can see that pitch beside your school. It's like an island in the middle of, like, there's nothing else like it close by.
No, there's nothing, nothing at all. Nothing at all like it. And the whole community uses it. You know, but there just isn't enough of them. You know, and Belvedere, I mean, they did phenomenal work with him. Absolutely. You know, Belvedere Football Club. They're on Buckingham Street, literally down the road from the house. You know, and those people have to take great kudos on his career and what was achieved the other night. There's no doubt about that. You know, because the northeast inner city, it's tough. You know, there's no doubt about it. But they're tough with it, and we saw that from Troy and the efforts that they put in and he's put in. You know, and so we're lucky to have him.
We are. We really are. Mary,
yeah, absolutely.
That's brilliant. Look, thanks so much for telling the story this morning.
Thank you
and
very
you
much.
Must be so delighted. And everyone in the school so proud of what's happened.
So proud. Absolutely. And thanks very much. And the best of luck to everyone.
Okay,
thanks,
brilliant.
Sorry.
Mary Shannon there with us on the line talking about her time coaching Troy Parrott in Gaelic football, believe it or not, and soccer and all the other sports as well that he was involved in.